When it comes to life on Earth and human history, scientists and historians have some of the answers, but not all of them.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Unearthed. I'm AZ.
And I'm Nicole, and this is another episode of Unearthed, and we are going to talk about the history of the conspiracy of the moon landing. So is the moon landing fake? What do you think?
No.
No, you don't think so? I don't think so either. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you some questions, and you are going to answer them for me, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So the first question is the moon drifting away from the Earth?
Is the moon maybe? Yes?
Yes, it is. It is. It's drifting away from the Earth 3.8 centimeters every year. So every year, 3.8 centimeters, it's getting further and further away from the Earth, which is kind of random and crazy. My second question is, how was the moon formed? How do you think?
Isn't it a star?
No, it's not a star, actually.
Then I have no idea.
No. So the moon was formed basically from when, like, this other rock, which is probably the size of Mars, crashed into Earth. And when it crashed into Earth and slammed into Earth, it made, like, the moon, basically. Made the moon.
So then two things collided.
Yeah, two things collided. The Earth and another thing with that looked like Mars, or wasn't Mars, and smashed into the Earth, and that was that. And that's how the moon was created. So that's pretty cool. My second question, or third question, I should say, actually, rather, is does the moon have quakes? So, like, you know how on Earth we have earthquakes? Do you think the moon has quakes? Like moon
I'm going
quakes.
To say yes.
Yes, it does. It does. But
because I feel like I've heard about it before. Yeah. I don't know.
But it's not like, you know how here earthquakes are formed from, like, tectonic plates and all this kind of other stuff?
Yeah.
On the moon, it's actually caused by gravitational influence from the Earth, basically. So we influence their quakes, which is pretty cool.
But doesn't, like, the moon, like, influence our tides or something?
It does, yes. The moon does influence.
So we just influence each other.
We're influencing each other, so that's what we're doing. And actually, earthquakes last up to, like, half an hour there. So, like, with earthquakes here, they last generally, like, maybe, like, a minute or so, like, 9 minutes, they're very short. But with that, they actually last a lot longer, basically.
Interesting.
And my fourth and final question before we move on is basically, what do you think the diameter of the moon is? So the diameter of the moon.
Look, I don't even know how much the Earth is, so I'm going to say 50,000 kilometers.
50,000 kilometers? No. It's 3,476 kilometers. That is the diameter.
Off.
It is a quarter of the size of the Earth. Yes.
How big's the Earth?
I don't know how big the Earth is, but it's a quarter of the size of the Earth. The moon is a quarter of the size of the Earth.
Yeah, okay.
Which is crazy. All right. So we're basically going to just get into today's topic of unveiling the Earth and the moon, well, really the moon, not the Earth really so much. I don't know why I said Earth, but that's fine. So ever since humans have looked up into the stars, we have dreamed about going to the moon and discovering, because it's very, like, it's a vast place. It's like an unknown.
I'm
it's
not
like
going to lie.
Exploration.
I've never thought that.
You've never thought that? You've never looked up at and been like, oh.
That's just so scary. I don't think I'd ever go to the moon. Like, if you were offered, I'd be like, nah.
I would. I so would go to the moon. I would love to go to space.
You know why? Because the spaceships are too claustrophobic. And
nah, I'd be
do
fine.
That.
I think it'd like, be hilarious.
No, no, no.
I think it'd be so good.
Nah,
yes.
I can't do that.
So, as we know, humans have travelled to the moon, and this dream of going to the moon and exploring space became a reality with Neil Armstrong going to the new moon. But there are some people who think that this is an elaborate hoax in human history, and that basically it's just false. And so one of these guys is called Bart Sibrel, who's an American conspiracy theorist, and he basically writes and talks about the moon landing was fake and saying that the moon landing is fake. And he says he has 100% physical evidence that proves that astronauts did not go to space or to the moon, shall I say.
I think I want to know this information because I disagree. Like, I'm sorry, but is he saying they just set it up
Well, in like he a says studio that, or something? That we as people are being caught in a lie and that we are going, that basically
caught in
we're
a
being.
Lie?
Yeah, caught okay. in a lie.
Okay.
And that, that this truth that we're kept is like. Kept from the public, if that makes sense. Like, it's not true.
Why do they believe this?
I don't know. But we are going to hear, we are going to see two sides of the argument. We're going to see what their theories are and what they think is true.
Yeah.
Like, their side of the argument. And then we are going to also look at the other, so the flip side of that, being like, well, what is the evidence that can maybe explain some of their theory or evidence, shall I say?
Yeah, yeah.
And then make a final decision of, is this moon landing fake or is it not? So I'm going to keep an open mind a bit because I do believe that that we did go to the moon, but apparently they've got some evidence for us today to look and uncover if it is the truth, basically.
All right, then.
All right. Okay. So here we go. So, first thing we're going to do is we're just going to, well,
also,
kind
before
of talk.
You start.
Yeah, what?
Please appreciate my shirt.
I do appreciate your shirt, NASA.
For the audio listeners, I'm wearing a white shirt that has NASA written in red just for this episode. Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I feel like where we should start in terms of uncovering if the moon landing was fake is to start at the beginning. Basically, what
the
led
beginning.
Up to the moon landings, really, right? So in the early 1960s, America and the Soviet Union, known as Russia now, basically.
Russia!
they were locked in a battle like known as the Cold War, or termed the Cold War, as we probably all know very well today.
And that was for, like, the race to space.
Yeah, well, it basically culminated in the race for space. So it was basically a war that was going on, and it manifested in the race to the moon. And it was a war that was between two different systems. So the American system and the Soviet system. And it was trying to score points off each other, basically. So they each were...
So they were keeping tally.
Yeah, it was basically that. It was a political one-upmanship. So they were just trying to...
One-upmanship?
Yeah, so when you...
They were trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, one-up each other.
Okay.
In layman's terms, they were trying to one-up each other.
Yeah.
And actually, the Americans were very... So it was also driven because the Americans were very fearful of the Soviet Union, basically. Mm. They were fearful that they would rain nuclear terror on US citizens. And so it was very scary for them. And so they were like, we need to beat the Soviet Union.
Right. Interesting.
And so really the race to get to the moon started in 1957, right, when the Soviet Union launched their satellite called Sputnik.
Sputnik!
And it was the first, actually, satellite to travel around Earth, right? And so it was traveling around the Earth.
Yeah,
and
okay.
so the American nation, because of this new launch of Sputnik, it was sheer terror for them because they basically, it was like a shocking defeat. They were like, oh my goodness, we don't have a satellite there. We haven't even gone to space, you know.
Oh.
So they
very scary thoughts.
Were very defeated by this whole fact.
Yeah.
And then actually 4 years later after Sputnik, the first Russian, they were called cosmonauts instead of astronauts.
That is sick.
Yeah.
I think they should change the name. Cosmonaut. What do you want to be? Cosmonaut.
Yeah.
That is sick.
So the first person to ever be in space, or first man, you would say, was a Russian cosmonaut.
I love that name.
And this was also like another pretty big, defeat for America, basically.
So what, did he just go into space? He didn't go to the moon or anything?
No. Yeah, so he traveled, he would have gone like, so you've got the Earth, right?
Yeah.
He would have just traveled around the atmosphere of the Earth, basically.
Yeah.
And then come back down. Yeah.
He must have been so annoyed when he found out the Americans went to the moon. And he's like, damn it. I've just gone around you, not to you.
So, there's also one thing to note, that the NASA's rocket ship was far less, or like far behind the Soviet Union rivals. So they were a little bit, the Soviets were a little bit better at, in terms of their technology, or what seemed to be their technology. However, NASA, as we have here, NASA on AZ's shirt, NASA was very good at creating a good public image and relationships. A lot of their budget was actually put into creating this good public image of, oh, we're national heroes, or astronauts are public or national heroes. And so a lot of people then say, because they spent so much money, they could have definitely faked the moon because they put so much effort into creating a good public image. And so
that's crazy, because I'm just giving you a little sneak peek to next week's episode. NASA features in it quite a lot about good public appearance that they create. So tune in next week for that. But
all right,
just saying.
So we have, in 1961, President Kennedy made a daring bid for victory. So he declared, we choose to go to the moon in a decade, right?
That's 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. Decade, 10 years, right?
Yep.
And so the Americans basically wanted to get ahead of the Soviet Union. And the interesting thing about this daring bid is that it's not about discovery, it's not about science, it's about actually getting ahead, and it's about a race to the moon.
Yeah.
So also then people, because of that, feel that, well, and such a short time limit, 10 years is pretty like short, I guess, in terms of a time frame. They were like, well, anyone could have come up with faking the moon kind of thing, right?
True.
And so in 1967, 3 years left to meet this deadline of going to the moon, NASA was actually nowhere near actually going to the moon or achieving their goal.
So you're telling me they, in 3 years, they'll manage to do it?
Yes. So just 3 years left to their deadline of this 10-year period that they decided to go to the moon. So they had
So you see, now crazy. I'm like, now I'm on the side of NASA. No, not NASA.
NASA.
Conspiracy theorists. I'm like, that's suspicious. Yeah. I'm just saying.
So this journalist, or conspiracy theorist journalist, Alan, believes that while this was going on, and while NASA was still trying to look at their goal and send to the moon, there was someone in, like, the Pentagon, CIA, whatever, the government, who was planning a plan B. And that plan B was to fake the moon landings, right? To fake them.
Imagine your job description. We want you to fake the moon
landings. Yes, we want you to fake it. Yeah.
What would you tell your friends? Imagine. What do you do as a job?
Mm-hmm. And so NASA, there was many people in NASA who were were very skeptical that, or not very skeptical, I would say, more that they were scared that the program was being too pushed too far. So safety was basically being sacrificed.
Which is a valid concern.
Which is a valid concern.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because of this whole thing, that this goal was to get to the moon, and so they would do anything to get to this goal. And so actually lead astronaut Gus Grissom was one of the most outspoken and critical of the program at NASA.
Yeah.
And he was actually on Apollo 1. And Apollo 1 flight was basically the first crewed mission of the United States Apollo program that was to take man to the moon. And however, on January 1967, they had a rehearsal test, basically. So Gus and his crew, so two other people, I can't remember what their names were, but went to have a test, and in the cabin, actually lit on fire.
Did they die?
And they died. Yeah, so they ended up dying, which was a tragic and horrific accident.
You see,
so it was a national disaster.
I'm like, maybe I'm on the side of the conspiracy theory people.
Yeah, maybe you are on the side of the conspiracy theory.
I think I might be. Yeah, I don't know.
And so actually, because of this, like, horrific accident, a lot of conspiracy theorists believe that because Gus was so outspoken that NASA was like, well, he's not going to fake the moon landing if we ask him to, right? Hey, because he's not going to say it.
Very true.
So they were like, conspiracy theories believe that, well, NASA were, and the government were like, well, you know what? Let's kill him off, basically. Let's get rid of him, right? So they believe that they got rid of this Gus Grissom so that he wouldn't basically spoil the mystery of being like, well, the moon landing's actually fake, right?
Yeah, okay.
However, July 1969, just 2.5 years after Apollo 1, Neil Armstrong was making history on landing on the moon. Right?
Television. No. I'm saying I think I've changed my mind.
You've changed your mind to become a conspiracy theory of believing the moon landing is fake?
I'm just saying, I don't think they would have developed that as fast in 2 years.
2 years? You think it's too short? Okay. Well, you're going to take...
Or they're just, like, hiding the fact that they were already developed and they're just like, no, 2 years. We're so cool.
Yeah, who knows?
I'm just saying.
Who knows? Right, so now we are going to go on to the moon landing and talk about the evidence of the conspiracy theorists and the evidence of maybe that will prove that the moon landing was fake or true.
Fake or true? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. What do you guys think out there?
I like this point. The conspiracy theorists believe the moon landing was fake because there was a lack of witnesses.
Lack of witnesses, yeah. So what they mean by this of lack of witnesses is that between takeoff from the rocket and splashdown of the rocket, there's
a splashdown.
Like when they come back down from space back into Earth and atmosphere and stuff like that.
Oh, so you mean there wasn't many people actually saw them go up and come back down?
No. So because there's only three people who go into space.
Yeah, but you know how people can like watch the rocket go into space?
Yes, so a lot of people watch that, but in space there's not a lot of people watching them actually land on the moon. It's only television that they can see that happening, right?
Isn't that obvious, though? Like, of course there's not people in space.
Yes, but they say there's a lack of witnesses to the actual event, right, of them actually landing on the moon, like physical witness, rather than television witness, I would say, that this program is basically not true. And they say that there's only one source of information that through this whole process we get through is NASA. NASA was the only point that the whole world got this information from. And they're saying that this basically didn't happen.
Yeah.
However, I have to make a point. Okay. There were 400,000 Americans who worked on this program for the best part of 10 years. Like, that is a lot of people. Mm. So which is basically 4 million human years of effort into this program, and with that kind of like human effort and ambition, don't you think anything is possible? Because I believe anything is possible with that much of human effort in there. That is
very
possible.
Very true.
And my second point to that is that with that 400,000 people, right? That's a lot of people to tell that you have to keep the moon landing.
But maybe they were like hypnotized and they were like, don't tell anyone.
Yes, I don't know. No. So I don't want to hear it. So it's hard to get all those people to remain loyal to the lie, to fake the moon landing for all these years, right? It is just virtually impossible. And like, think about if I was supposed to throw a birthday party for, let's say, Kate.
Who's Kate?
I don't know. I just made it up.
You just made this up.
I just made it up, right? But imagine you're throwing a birthday party for Kate, right? Okay. And you're trying to keep the birthday party a secret from Kate. But Kate will suspect something because you're going to be doing like your behavior and stuff might cause her to suspect something's going on, or someone is going to tell her about this birthday surprise. So no matter how hard you try, Kate is going to find out.
All the birthday surprise parties
I've gone to, everyone has found out about the birthday surprise before it has actually happened. So I believe...
But if you're like really good, you're not going to find out.
Yeah, but most people aren't.
Yeah, but they're not the right people to keep a secret.
So I think it would be very hard for 400,000 Americans to keep this supposedly faking the moon landing a secret.
Right? I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it? All right. Maybe because, I can get you with this one, right?
Okay. Right. Okay.
So, one of the conspiracy theorists believe, that it's so much easier to make a movie about going to Mars, right, than it is actually going to Mars, right? It's very easy to make a movie. And so they believe, because of this, it is easy to fake or to produce the moon landing in a studio to make it look real, because...
I mean, fair point.
Yeah, I guess it's a fair point. So they believe, conspiracists have believed, that this video of the moon landing was done at a military base called Area 51, right?
Oh, of course.
Area 51, course. Wherever that is, right? However, conspiracy theorists say that astronauts in the rocket, they did go up, but they only went up a few hundred miles above Earth. So they didn't actually get anywhere close to getting to the moon. But they did go up in space, but the video was maybe recorded prior to them going to space.
Okay, right? Yeah.
But they apparently never got close to the moon. That's what conspiracy theorists believe.
Right.
And so this video of the moon landing...
Mm-hmm.
A conspiracy theorist, Sabrell, says that there is damning, good evidence in this video.
Yeah.
Because as you see in the video, there's the flag that is waving. It's waving about like a normal flag would, right, because of wind. And so they say that this is 100% proof that the moon landing was shot in a studio because of the waving of the flag. Because they say, because the moon doesn't have any atmosphere, right? It's not like Earth, it doesn't have any atmosphere.
That's so true. Very, very true.
And so they say the flag that is waving back and forth is because there was a ton of air conditioning in that studio causing that flag to wave back and forth, basically. And so, that's their piece of evidence to say that, hey, guys, this moon landing video is fake, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this flapping of the American flag in the moon landing video can be explained through what we call physics.
Okay,
right?
Explain to me physics. Because I'm still on their side.
You're still on the side. You 100% believe that the moon landing is fake.
Well, not 100%, but I'm just saying they make some good points.
They make some good points.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Good points, right? So this idea of air conditioners causing the flag to flap is a gross misunderstanding of how things behave in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that is what we're going to talk about right now. So a vacuum, right? Do you know what a vacuum is?
I think to clean your house with.
To clean your house with, yes. Right? No. A vacuum in terms of a scientific, science, right? Mm-hmm. It is a space that is entirely void of matter, basically. So it doesn't have any matter. It's just an empty space. Nothing is in it.
Okay.
Nothing's in there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so in a vacuum, imagine you. So you want to twist a flag in a vacuum. You're in a vacuum, right? And you're going to twist a flag, right? You've got a flag, you put it in the pole, you're twisting it in the ground, okay? So when you start twisting, right, that flag, of course, is going to swing back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay? When you let go of that flag is going to continue swinging because it is in a vacuum, because as it carries on swinging, there is nothing to stop that flag from stopping, right? There's no wind to stop that flag from not swinging. The flag is going to continue swinging in that vacuum. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exactly what is happening on the moon right there.
Okay.
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 Is because the moon is a vacuum, and because they are twisting that pole that has the flag and it's causing it to flap. And so that is what is happening on the moon.
Yeah. Okay. Right? Okay.
And the reason why it looks so worldly, the moon, is because it seems otherworldly. Like this moon seems otherworldly and this video seems otherworldly. And that is because it is otherworldly.
Yeah.
The moon is not the Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The moon is a completely different kind of environment to what we live on here. So things are going to behave differently than what it does on Earth, right? Yeah? And so this idea, the conspiracy theory's evidence of this flag, can actually be explained through physics. Mm-hmm. And so that is what I believe, particularly because of this. Physics can explain that the moon landing is actually true when you look at it.
But have they, like, tested this?
Yeah.
In a vacuum?
Yes, they have tested it in a vacuum. My goodness.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Right? The third evidence that conspiracy theorists say is that there's actually evidence in the images or the iconic images of the moon landing mission, right?
Okay, okay.
And so they say that these images prove that the moon landing was fake because these images, according to the conspiracy theories, they have too much light in them. And they kind of do. They're not like images that you see from Earth, all right?
Okay. But surely the spaceship, whatever you call it, rocket, I don't know, surely that has a light on it.
Yeah, but okay, let me explain. Let me explain their thing.
I'm just saying, like, of course it will be light. Otherwise, that's dumb. Why would you take a picture of the dark?
Okay, let me explain.
Like, surely they had, like, a torch or something.
You know, let me explain. My goodness. Okay. In these images, there seems to be multiple sources of light, basically. There just seems to be a lot of sources. They're coming from everywhere, kind of thing.
Okay.
And so the conspiracy theorists believe that this shows that it was shot by electrical light rather than sunlight. Okay?
Again, the spaceship. Like, what do you want me to say?
So they say there's also another problem, though, as well.
Okay.
That these astronauts, you know how they're wearing these heavy gear of astronaut clothing, I would say, their astronaut gear? Mm-hmm. They say it would be difficult for them to operate the cameras, basically. The camera of
their
taking the pictures, right?
Yes.
Right, because they actually had to, like, literally program them there to take the pictures, kind of thing. It's not like our simple phones of click the button and there you go, there's your photo.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And so they say that how could have they taken these photos then? How could have they taken these beautiful, iconic images, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to answer two questions, and these two questions are, how did the astronauts take such amazing pictures despite wearing thick spacesuit gloves?
Yeah.
And the second, why do there appear to be multiple sources of light in these iconic images?
The spaceship.
All right. The first point is, well, the astronauts trained a lot, like a lot. Nothing was left to chance. And so they would have known how to operate the cameras, even with their heavy spacesuits gear and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
All right? The second thing, astronauts, they did take a lot of pictures of the actual space stuff. And the ones that we actually see are actually the good pictures, because a lot of the pictures that they did take, they were out of focus. They were blurry, they were bad, they didn't position the camera right.
Yeah, okay.
And so there's actually websites now that have all these pictures in them.
Yeah.
But we just see, as a public, we just see the most iconic, beautiful pictures of the moon landing. Mm-hmm. So we only see the best of the best, right? Who really wants to see a blurry image of the moon landing rather than something else, right? Okay. Thirdly, the moon is a reflective body and has no atmosphere. So light behaves differently than it does on Earth, because on Earth we have an atmosphere and light bounces through it, like, just differently than it does. Yeah. There's no atmosphere, so the light doesn't really bounce. It bounces off differently on the surface of the moon, right?
Yeah.
And so it just behaves differently there than it does here, right? And even when we look up in the sky, in a full moon, the moon is bright. The moon is bright, and so it just behaves differently. And so that's why it seems there are multiple sources of light from these iconic pictures.
Yes, because I'm telling you, it came from a spaceship.
No, but just from the light. It also from the moon, from the sunlight.
You see, okay.
No, you have to. The light behaves differently. My goodness, I just told you this.
Whatever.
So, from all this so-called evidence from the conspiracy theorists, I think it can be explained that the moon landing is real and it is not fake, right? So, what do you think? Have I convinced you that the moon landing is real?
I don't know.
Because Because I think it's real. I think there's so much evidence in there.
I think I'm conflicted because there's good evidence on both sides.
Conspiracy theorist evidence just falls flat when you look at the other, when you look at how to explain it.
Okay. Well, agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree, I guess, right? So what do you guys think? Do you think the moon landing is fake or real? Do you think this evidence explains the conspiracy theorist's so-called evidence?
Yeah.
Who knows? So here on Earth, we have uncovered whether the moon landing was fake. So please like,
subscribe,
download,
and tell all your friends.
This has been Unearthed with AZ and Nicole. See you next time.
Join the Active FM show. Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate. Find, follow, and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.